Mas que só vai. Vai o que só vai lá. A chama chama da cada vez lá, e quando na falo, isto eu já tá bom. Será que isso is the sabe on the mitzvah of all you kisav el oretz the mitzvah bikurim the mitzvah davko vi vishto vi yashavto bo lo kachto mi vishis kofiyo adamo asho sabi mi hatzucho שהשם נתנו יש לו סמת בתנו הלכנו למקום אשר נבחר השם נתנו שם יש לו שם מצווה to bring the ביקורים the first fruit as he brings from the מלך הזל how we kind the mitzvah or the mroi yatein ha'achat the tere shebikr korech of al-gemi the simen v'oim arayz the ביקור and he brings it up the choyer tashen in mitzvah chosh v'mitzvah mechazal We're matli God oil in the ear of Bikurim. Loshon Chazal the Medrash. Reishis Bora Bischus Bikurim Shenikru Reishis Nivra Ha'oila. Loshon Chazal. Reishis Bora Bischus Bikurim Shenikru Reishis Nivra Ha'oila. That was the Gazach Bischus Bikurim. Well, there's other mitzvahs that we do. Mitzvah at Louis Barrett, Mitzvah Bikurim Shenikra Reishis. In the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Kisavo, he says on the Amor Yadig Elosh. State the Medrash that say, Hayoy Mazeh, Hashem Alakir Vetav Kodei Masas, Zeh Oshino Ma'a Kotsa Boi Nishachar Vem Nichro Avnei Nifnib Rechol Zeh Hashem Alakir. Hanokir Bechol Ashtachavo Yerushav Bechol Kriyo, Malta Malo Mishachav and Nichru of Nivrucho. And listen to a Lashon of Moisel. It's offer Moshe Beruach HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu Sua, Dero, Shebeis HaMikdosh, Osir Lechorek, Vabikurim Asir Lipote. You would think the Beis HaMikdosh is Osir Lechorek, because one is, yet is that not? Vabikurim Asir Lipote. See what he says, Messiah, you understand why he's after Bikurim, but stay talking about Bikurim, we'll see in a minute. Omad, the Hiskim Yisrael, she must follow Sholosh Pom Bayon. Stay talking about Tanchuma, the Chiyav, she must follow Sholosh Pom Bayon, was the Takana from Moshe Rabbeinu. See what the Gemara's in Brochum, the Rambam, the Raisa, whatever, but the Maisa, the Mashmah, that Omad, the Hiskim, Moshe Rabbeinu meret hakonim miyuchedet liYisrael shemispalim sholo yishpom biyos like the Torah within one Torah there is the Rambam over the Maisa Soiva Shal Dover stayed up in Medrash Tanchuma that the hakonim what we daven three times a day was to take the place of the mitzvah of Bikurim. That was the disaster. The Shechaviv etzvilut neHakadosh Baruch Hu b'chol mikol Maisa and tov mikol HaTavonis is the Melamed, is the Marshal, is the Bikurim, which is was been coined, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Takonim is coined, the Rav is Chovim. We have to understand the God is the mitzvah Bikurim. Gracious, like Nivra Oyla Melodish will be Kurish Decorations. Omad Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hiskelam, Shalish Tvilas, the Yoy, Sofa, the Rosh, is Kosis, the Sealing. Bikurim Lipose, what's the new story of this? For the parsha of Bikurim, the speech of the parashah, so he parashah kiseitei, his inyan from Amalek, Timcha Azecha Amalek, the samach leiv oyek yisav al haaretz, שמסתב נוזרים בכל ישי חמוז מיד בכניסת הארץ ועל זה ראש לעקב יוסון שהוא היגי למלך ישראל כבר החרום בקיצר, ועשו לזה אום ההלך why the smichus of Zecha Amalek to the parish of Bikurim. We have to warn of you maybe also remark a little bit remark a little bit the Indian. Noch dem Chutz from the mitzvah of Oes Bikurim, we know there's noch a mitzvah where the Torah brings you on Yisva Amayato. There's no a mitzvah from Mikra Bikurim. And when the ganze parasha and we come up Aram Yoi Bilovi Vayir Mitzrayim the ganze Shtaushalas and the Lodovu and the Mayrich and the Goyis Arichus we could have just said now we bought our first fruit ganze Arichus back to Aram Yoi Bilovi ganze Chagadi all the way back to Aram Yoi Bilovi. The Mikra Bikurim, we know it's a great mitzvah. Rashi Bim Bar Isva Amad B'Kolosh in a Kofu Toi, about the mitzvah B'Koras Atoi B'Ido. What we saw in that mitzvah that we one last remez in the parasha of Oya Kisavoy. It's about Turim now. Oya Kisavoy. He makes the drash with the key. Key is always Islamic. The Gematria. The oil and lamb in the limit of a tovo is oisius ovois. Oisius ovois. The lamb made, he says, Shayn Paul the lamb said, Think about Israel, Shachashum to ovois. Shor should be a 37, 30 Sadikim to ovois, that's the power to do. Ula, a boy side. So that's Vorim. The Emmet is very apropos this time of year. One more Ha'aron about it said, Ba'al-Turim is Oymed, that the parish of Mikra Bikurim, all the Oysius of the Aleph Beis are there except for the Ois Samach. The Ois Samach is not in the parish. There's a whole shtickle, Echad Yisamach, the Bikurim, the Shurim, but the Maisa, what's the story? Ulai, we can say as everybody said. We're holding now, as we said, a very apropos time. 2 weeks before the Eiruk Yoyim HaGodol V'Anoiro Rosh Hashanah. The Etzem Tzorach Bir in the name of the Chag. Every Chag's name is uptight in the Chag. Pesach, Hashem Sheposach, Sukkis, Sukkis Mamish, Shukran Aron Yaakov, Machloikis, Sukkis Yirao, Shavuot, Sheva Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, what's the episode name of Rosh Hashanah? First of all, we have to be moitzi from the terrible toys that goes on in the world of Bosai. You have to change all the greeting cards. Make the new proposal, change all the greeting cards. Happy New Year. It's a toy's godel. It's a mistake. It comes from the Goyim. We don't have to make, you know, sing, put up trees or something, whatever. Happy New Year is a wrong translation of the word, but it's a big mistake. Make toys. But it's a New Year. Rosh Hashanah is not new. The title of Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. It's a very big not kibir of us. That's just the new year ahead of the year. As we know, the head is the Rosh Lakali Bar. Where the head goes, so goes the goof. Allah Almighty, we know. Shukhloi, when Mr. Brura, the person washes himself, he's supposed to wash the head first. You don't know that. The head is the Rosh Lakali Bar. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. The head, the sword of the head of Moshe is that there's a rachis. The person understands that there's a rachis, So from there he can come to Makir as a righteous Ma'olam, there's a Mahalach Ma'olam. To understand that there's a Rosh Lashana, the word Shana Be'emes means repetitive. When we put a Rosh to it, we give a Tzura to the Shana. But in that, a person is supposed to understand the Tzura in life also. From that, he's supposed to mark it that this is the Mahalach Achayim, the Mahalach of the Welt. Everything is not just repetitive. Everything is not just Shana. There's a Rosh Hashana. There's a head. That means there's a Derech. There's a Derech. There's a Derech L'Shana. There's a Derech L'Oilam. There's a Rishus. If there's a Rishus L'Shana, there's a Rishus L'Chayim. There's a Rishus in everything that we have of it. The oimek of the Rishus is that to be marked from that, the Rishus ha'oilam, the very oil of Rishus for all the kin. And the person understands that there's a mahalach. There's no, it's not just we're going around in a circle of us. And the pshat is a direct line. There's a mahalach. As he understands, it's supposed to be makir and take him teeth back to understand there's a mahalach ha'oilam. But more than that, the tachlis of the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Merit Gezach, the Gemara in Kuf Nun Vav says, Haiman to Bechad B'Shabbos, the Gemara speaks, something that was written on the Pinkas of Yeshua ben Levi, Haiman to Bechad B'Shabbos, the person that was created on Shechad B'Shabbos, Hanoyed B'Shabbos, Chad B'Shabbos, like Rashi, so Yegeva V'Lechodebe, so be a gever with a chodabe, with a chodabe, more as what's a chodabe, you never a chodabe, the tibu. He'll be Adam Sholem Zagrashi, be Mida Achas, yeah, Veloy Achas boy, be Mida Acheres. We'll have one Mida that's special now. Moses is Lutoy, with the Ra, what does it mean? So the Gemara says, Oy Lutoy, with the Ra. So the Gemara of Ashi says, I was born, and I didn't have any beard, I was Sholem in the Mida. So Ashi says, that there was a Reish Ganavi that was born also. Elo ikul the tibu ikul the vishu. That's what Rashi. Vehu Reish Ganavi. The man to bechav shavi a Reish kumo shayoyim Reish lemais of Reishes. Mi ushmami no the lord of most have to give me a shoy. The only make is the boy said that the Reishes is koiveya. The Reishes is koiveya. The Reishis is Koiveya, that's the Oymek of Pshan, Rashi says, Kol Ascholo is cautious. All beginnings are difficult. Mikan ve'elech yerev lecha. Because in the Ascholo, you're being Koiveya. You're being Koiveya, the ganze Vasoif, the ganze Mahalach Vaita, in the Reishis. In the Reishis, a person is stelling a veg, he's establishing what is the Derech over here, what's the Mahalach, how's it going to go? So the fight, the battle is for the Reishis. The battle is the establishment of what's the derech that person becoveya. Tosok Ravashi, Anor, and the Reish Ganavi are created. Or you call the Tiva Akuva, because the Reishis conveya everything of us. And that's the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisoid. The Yisoid from Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis conveya everything. That's the serious of the day. Because it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Kaveh, because it's the Rosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Rosh Hashanah, or the Rabbah was Nivra. So everything has to be established. It's Noveya from that, the Mishpat and everything, because everything has to be Nikva. The Rosh is Kaveh everything, the Rosh is Kaveh everything. And a person stells the Vek is Rashis, on the Richter Kaveh, on the right Oifin. They understand exactly what is the tafkid and tachlis is. He understands that the race is the shayat to bari oilam. So avada the hamshir is gevaldik. But if he's not koyveya that race is latoyiv chas v'sholem. So then even if he tries later, it's much more difficult of us. The race is the koyveya. The meila, that's the oimek of the bikurim of us, the gaz of bikurim. Bereishis v'shul reishis. It's not stam a mitzvah to lose ba'aretz. But it's Kuveya and the Reishis of Adama, to who the Adama is Shaykh. that the hood is Adam is Shaykh, and this is going to be there for oil and void, that the rage is going to be there. A person stows the vek, a certain oifin, the change in Nachdem is very hard, very schwer. In the rages, we have to be Koveya, the vek from the Zach. Here we're stelling a vek, we're establishing in the Adama, the rages, is Shaykh Lakodesh Baruch. And that's why we have to make a mimikri bikurim, boy sarami, ovid ovi, batei mitzrayma. To establish that racious, we go back to the racious of the, and how we came a racious arm. That we were dedicated to the version, we could see us Mitzrayim, that we were not the Akash Baruch Hu and made us into arm, that was the Bria of the creation, the racious of Klal Yisrael. We're telling about the racious. That the Bracious was shout that Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'hoya Kisavo is beautiful, he's there. V'hoya Kisavo, they're all voice. Why are they called Ovis? Ovis, Mechladik, the Toldois. We hope to the same to Yoitzman, we hope. Of Mechladik, the Toldois, the Pshadi is the Ovis, Shtel the Vek, the Derech. They were the Rashis Ha'am. V'hoya Kisavoi, his Meram is on Ovis, his Meram is on the Rashis of Oisai. They were Shtelling the Vek, the Rashis, just like they Shtel the Vek, the Rashis Ha'am. That this race Sha'am is to be an Am that's been different, dedicated by Yoilam. Here we're establishing in the race Priya Adoma, that the Adoma, this Adoma that Kodesh Baruch gave to us, it's burnt Shah to Bar Yoilam. That's the teeth guy of the Bikurim Rabbisa. And the Melo, this is the Zohar Shah Osulcha Amalek Rabbisa. The wiping out of the Amalek is because they attacked us, Bereshis Darkeinu. They were trying to, this was the Muhammad HaReishis. As it says in Chazal, it says in the Pesukim, Reishis Goyim HaGoyim HaMolek. They were trying to shtel avek in the Reishis. Here, Klaishos is coming out as a new arm, a Nivra Chadar, Briya Chadosha, in the Reishis of Toldosom, and their Briya, the Reishis of their Briya. And here, Amolek is coming to shtel avek, that the Bari Olam is not in charge. That the Reishis is not nikful of the Bari Olam, of the Bari Olam. Is Zohar Timcha Zecha HaMolek. They were trying to attack nations. It could have been other nations also attacked us. But you attack at the nations. You tried to take away the nations. Nemavek from Klal Yisrael, it's nations. You tried to spell a vek in Klal Yisrael, establish in Klal Yisrael that there's a nations lara. That's Timcha Zecha Amalek. That's the smichas to be kurim by Yisrael. But Omer HaMoshe Rabbeinu Moedek. We have to establish the nations of Yisrael. Sholoish Tvilois Beyoim of his Meridik. The Gemara learns out from Psukim, Erev of Vatzoraim. There are three times in the day, Rabbi Yisrael. There's the Erev, there's the Boike of Vatzoraim. The Chiv Tvilo Be'etzer, Rabbi Yisrael, is the ratios of each one. A matter will, La'aloch, you'll laugh, but be Aloch, you're not supposed to do anything before you dive in, especially in the morning. So, Ryan, there's also things you do before me, and I'll do with Zman Mincha. Zman Mincha Magia, you're not allowed to. It's Zman Mincha. Zman Ma'ariv, that is the ratios of every Zman of the day. To convey in the day, to establish the ratios, to establish the day, to establish our lives, that the ratios is Shayach to Bari Olam. That we understand that ours is Bari Olam, that everything that we have in the Bria, everything that we want to have, is all Shayach to Bari Olam. And when we establish that, so then we can live a normal life, we can live the life that Bari Olam set us up for. But if they take us at the rashis, maybe the Gemara, or kul the tava, kul the bishu, a person's attacked at the rashis, it's very hard. Kol aschol is cautious. It's because we're battling for the rashis. We can't ve'elach yerev lachem, because once you establish the rashis, so avad the yerev lachem. But the meister battle is for the rashis. And that's Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what the name for Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. Because in this day, Rabbi Yisrael, we convey everything is derashious. Everything is nikvah, Rabbi Yisrael. The ganze chayim is nikvah. Everything is nikvah, Rabbi Yisrael. And we have to, mamish, the ganze Rosh Hashanah is establishing. We go back to the Yisoidas, Malchias, Zichroinas, Meshoivrois. As Zoyvi the Marsha says in Rosh Hashanah 32, Zoyvi the Marsha, Keneged the Sholish. You have to establish all the Yisoidas, Schar V'Oinesh, Mashiach, Shoifrois, and Malchias, Hashem Melech, the Baruch of running the belt, the Boyer Romanic is the Oilo, all the Yisoidas, we stell a back on Rosh Hashanah and Sefer Ikrim. Those are the Shosh Yisoidos. The Yisoidos Musaf Shmona Esrei is the Shmalchi and Sechronis V'Shoivos. We're stelling a back. The Rashis. The basic Kapri Adam Mother. Everything is Shai. Everything that I have is Shai to you, the Baruch Shalom. And everything that's shared to you, by Olam, it's all yours. Everything that I had a whole year of stuff, but it's all shared to you, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara Darshins, Rosh Hashanah 16b, Kol Shana, May Reishis Hashana Biyad Achri Shana, Kol Shana Shirosha Mitchilosa, Misasheres Misoifa. What's a Rosh Hashanah Rashi? Shemash, a person makes him like a Rosh, V'oni Ba'Pesach. What's the pshat, Rabbi Zayin? The Granat says, famous pshat, the Granat. So the Granat, when a person comes into Rosh Hashanah, it's not the pshat. He has, Baruch Hashem, his house, his car. He has, Baruch Hashem, whatever he has. And this year, it wouldn't be so bad to have the 2017 version also. Not so bad to have another Lexus. You know? With wings, just in case of heavy traffic. Not so bad. The new Lexus drives for you. I have already two Lexuses. I have the 2016 version, 2015 version. My daughter has the 2014 version. Baruch Hashem, we have seven kids, all the way back to 2010. It wouldn't be so bad to have an eighth car. Listen, Bert the dog also likes to drive. He's taking driving lessons. Why not? But Tzoyv Shel Dover, I want my eighth car. I have seven. No, Zav Tugrinat, that's not the pshat. The pshat is when a person comes in to Rosh Hashanah, there's no chazakis, nishcheskes chayim, nishcheskes parnosa, there's nothing. Ka'oni ha-mevakesh ba-pesach. Kol shona shen roshya. If you see it, but it's very much the more dash is the fever, it's more oimek. The more dash may racious ashana the arach mishana. May racious. The racious is koveya. The racious koveya everything. Agar, rather than gashmish, we see it, we try to feel it. But Russia, but the chlosser, because we don't have anything, because it's the racious, that's chola. But if other than the machshava of the person, the chayim lechayim, the mancha lekim chayim, to establish the rishis laKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tafkid of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. To establish the ikrimates of a person, Rabbi Yisrael. So the merit of the Gevorah, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Kippur ends, we come to the end of the Ne'ilah, Rabbi Yisrael. We open up with the last part of the Ne'ilah, Rabbi Yisrael, the most. Everybody screaming away. You have a voice, you don't have a voice. Everybody gets to the last part, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We scream it out. Baruch Hashem Kivon. Then we come to the last, the finale, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Hu Elokim. Seven times, Rabbi Yisrael. So the Vice Mr. Brewer talks why we say Hashem Elokim at the end, seven times, Hashem Elokim. So to Mr. Brewer, the pshat is that we hear that the Bereshim came down to Shuvah Hashem B'Motzer, we mentioned last, and the Bereshim is near, he comes down, so we scored him back up, Kaviyochu, to his Mokom on heaven, the seven heavens, the Merachik Iga, Shever Kiyanheim, we scored him up, each Hashem Elokim bringing Hashem up. But once you understand why we use this Dafka Hashem Elokim, so one at the time that's there, the Tachlis, if you were saying today, there's no Chavort in it. The Tachlis, as we're saying now, of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, is to establish the Rishis, to be Keveya. Where are those words taken from, Rabbi Yisrael? Those words are taken from the Mice of Elio Ahara Karmel. What was going on over there, Rabbi Yisrael? What was going on over there was the Klaus was in the Matzah, they were being Oiv the Abal. They had some type of dedication, they had a connection with Hashem, but they were also with Oiv the Abal. Elio went up to Hara Carmel and he wanted to clarify and define forever that's all bogus, that what is done is only the Ben Shoilah. So he gave them a parrot, they did their Shechita, they called to God, Hashem, no answer, maybe to their God, I'm sorry, they called to their blood, no answer, maybe
You have to scream a little louder. Maybe he's taking a nap. So they scream because God V'hoya b'shas ha-mincha Yoh ha-novi's magish is on his korban. And he goes up and he's makriv the korban Hashem, comes down a fire and eats it up. And Klai Yisrael screams out, Hashem will akim rabbeinu. The pshat of that mokom was, as Eliyahu said to them, if Hashem is will akim, you can't be a wishy-washy today, you're like this, tomorrow. You gotta decide how you wanna live. Today, this is what I'm in the mood for. Tomorrow, potato chips. Okay, shach is also nice. Maybe now pizza. Now this taiva, mincha maybe. You gotta decide. Not that this discussion is stereo, but we're using it to serve the Rebbeinu. But a person has to decide how he wants to live. Hashem will akim if a kliveya. Rabbi said, "Azoy via halu akam and klali son haim was kliveya ben avsham." They made that decision. They made that declaration. Hashem will akim was being kliveya ben avsham reishis the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's only the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. Rabbi said, "We kliveya ben avshenu." We're not going to mistake stay seifim. We're looking to stay. We understand the Rebbeinu Shlom Elokim. We make mistakes. We have taivas, but we realize the kaveh benapshon beemes Hashem Elokim. That's the tachlis of this whole zman, Rabbi Yisrael. The kviyas of the reishis. So we kaveh the reishis, and we kaveh the reishis. Everything flies, falls after Rabbi Yisrael. It's a gevaldik. You use time, Rabbi Yisrael, and a person has to work at it. If he just walks into Rosh Hashanah and he, you know, runs in there with no preparation, not working on the Yisoides, not working on anything, just comes in with his, you know, Halavai has his arch called Siddur, he understands a few of the words he's saying, but it means not no preparation in the Elos, the Mahachon, Rabbi Yisrael, that I need to do it to Magish the Kirv, to Magish the Tachlis, what we're doing here, Rabbi Yisrael, that we didn't come down to this world to eat hummus and pita. Maybe some people. Anyway, for the Maisa, we didn't come down here for that purpose, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a Tachlis and Tafkid. So a person's kveveh ben afshir Rabbi Yisrael, the rachis, the mikan ve'elch yerev lachem, the year be'ez Hashem, the grashi, a person's kveveh ben afshir, the oni v'rosh, and that statement of oni v'rosh, kveveh, the Rebbeinu Shlom is in charge, the Rebbeinu Shlom's world is over the bikurim, is that's going to be gurim the bracha. Because of that, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to mevarach us, he wants to be makir, we should be makir. So if you stay by bikurim, once you're makir, there's a bracha, you're going to have it for the next year also. And that's the same thing. That's the school of Yom HaDin, says the Gemara. And this is the task, Rabbi. So we have a difficult task in this world, Rabbi, especially in these times. The difficult task is to be able to make Kuvea the Reish. The fight is for the Reishis. The fight is to Kuvea. What's the top priority? What's our priority in life? Avada, there's going to be battles afterward, but if we know what our priority, we know what we're fighting for, we establish that the Bayri Olam, that's the Tavkit, that it's his world, and we have to serve him, and we ingrain it with the Ebes Kai Rabbi Yisai. So then everything, Mikan Ve'ela, but we're constantly battling back and forth to establish the Rashis Rabbi Yisai, it's very, very difficult. I want to end with a story, Rabbi Yisai. Sometimes I said over this Maisa. This mice is in one of our friend's books, I think. One saw this mice, but a gewaldige mice. There was a boy who was a yeshiva bacha somewhere in New York. And by day, he enjoyed his learning. Maybe he didn't enjoy it, but at least he may believe like he enjoyed it. He showed up to the starim and he participated. But at night, he had a different life. A double life. You see, this guy was a drummer and he enjoyed drumming very, very much. But not stop drumming Mordechai BD. He enjoyed the real, real stuff, Rabbi Yisrael. And he used to go to a place called, I don't know if anybody here doesn't know about Manhattan. No one knows about it over here. It's a place that's not a place that people shouldn't visit. I once went to visit the Talmud to raise some money. I said, I don't know. It was by day. I said, I don't know how a person could work here, even by day. It's not shy, Rabbi Yisrael. Anyway, Balamaisa, he went by night to Manhattan, and he used to go around to different clubs. He was heading into the clubs to see, you know, maybe he can get some type of job, maybe he can lead to joining some type of band. But he had to struggle. He had the Borsellino hat, you know, nice Borsellino, $750 just for the Borsellino, what's the cool thing on the hat? That's about the hat. Anyway, so he goes into a disco, a club, whatever it is, and the guy wasn't there. He starts playing there, and he's not very good. And the Maisa, there's a guy, a manager over there. He sees him playing. He says, "Kid, you're great. Come over afterwards. I want to have a word with you." So he says, "Okay." They go into the room. They have a word, talking. He says, "Listen, I need a new drummer for my band. You have to realize this band is not Stama band. We want to go big. We want to go out there and become one of these famous bands, mamish, that everybody's having on their T-shirt." You go into the room, you see with the kid, you know, Schwartz is in the band, big Schwartz with curly hair. They put their, you know, and other guys, the Sugarness. Anyway, so we're going big, and we want you to join. But I need you to sign a contract. He says, "Okay, this is exciting. I have to think about it." "Okay," so take the contract home and go sign it. Make your decision, go sign it. He goes to his house, he looks at the contract. The money looks good. The cover, he's thinking about it. He's going crazy. Gets to the last line of the contract, and you'll be responsible to work 7 days a week if it's necessary, any one of the days of the week, including weekends. He sees that part, he knows Shaila is going to be a Shaila Chil Shabbos. He's torn. He knows and he wants to play in bands, but he never thought that's where to go Michal Shabbos, that far. Ford, he has to sleep on Shabbos, like a regular Yeshiva Bacha. How can he give it up? Anyway, what does the Perkei Bacha do when he has such a dilemma? He called his Rebbe. "Rebbe, I have a major shaila in life. Rebbe, I don't know what to do. I'm going crazy. Fame, fortune, a lifetime of who knows what. The other hand, Shabbos." Says Rebbe, says, "We can't discuss on the telephone. Come to my house." The Rebbe was very smart, and the Rebbe, after hearing the story, tells him, "Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. This is your decision, man. You're old enough, smart enough, you got to make the decision. But I want to help you. Go home, take out a piece of paper, make a big line across the paper, close, and come back and we'll discuss it." Kid goes home, starts writing and writing and writing, finishes writing. He says, "Rebbe, I did the homework. Let's discuss it. Did you make a decision yet?" "Yeah, I made my decision." "What's your decision?" "My decision, I'm not taking the job." "What happened?" "Look at the paper." Rebbe looks at the side of the pros, 50 things. Gashmias, fame, fortune, everything you can imagine on both sides. Turns his eyes to the other side, he sees one word written there. One word. "Eternity! Eternity!" The Boisai, the Shoshana is the time we shtel avek. We establish the Reishis. We meichin and we establish that we have to realize what we're living for. The Shalosh Ikrim, Hashem Hu Elikim, to establish in ourselves what we're doing here, Rabbi Yisai, to think about it, to be koivei b'nav shoytiferai, Rabbi Yisai, those are the yom neiroim, Rabbi Yisai. It's an amuridic opportunity to get clarity and to establish the reishis. Because when we establish the reishis, mikan ve'eilach yerev lachem, mikan ve'eilach shvizeicha, to a shonatov and a good gevenst joy.